Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is definitely something quite out of the ordinary. By Yahweh's design, starting late and totally unprepared since I just got in the door from work. But some of the people on the chat room decided that they would like to go ahead and proceed with an impromptu program tonight. So we're going to get a best shot here to just kind of extemporaneously wing it. And real quick here, give me a second. I can get my glasses on. Let me know also if the audio quality is sufficient, because, again, we're on a remote location and things are set up using different equipment than I usually do. So, again, we do apologize for it being sort of haphazard, but sometimes that's just the way it goes. Now, I did notice there was some troll activity going on, so I'll depend on my usual regular guests here on the program to keep me abreast of what's going on there, because sometimes I can't read everything in the chat room. Let's see. No, I don't think we had it scheduled for tonight, or did we? Somebody has to refresh my memory on there. Did we actually have it committed for today? I thought it was Sunday. I thought it was going to be Sunday. So refresh my memory on that one. But there, here again, there is a caveat on that. Anybody coming onto the program is going to have to watch their language and the things that they either say or they text, because it's not a free-for-all here. Our standard, of course, is that we are doing what we're doing to edify the body of believers, and if that's not happening, then, of course, we're not going to continue. Okay, let's see. I want to check something else here on the schedule. Let's see. Did we have it scheduled? Okay, we did not have a title scheduled, so... again, I'm at a loss. I can't remember if we said tonight or for Sunday would be the program. Yeah, the audio is on. Can everybody else hear the audio okay? So let me know. Also, I see, now I don't know if that's really Martin that's logged on here or not. So we'll go ahead and unmute here and see. But here again, this isn't going to be a free-for-all for anybody. Anybody that's out of line, of course, will be muted, and that's just the way it is. So I hope everybody's going doing well tonight. Again, they had us working late tonight, so just getting in the door and not really prepared to do this. I was called and said that there was some commotion going on here, so I jumped on real quick to see what was happening. So I do apologize for that. Normally, I get out of work in plenty of time. However, there is a lot of things going on. Obviously, the bizarre weather all across the United States, other parts of the world too, but particularly here in the United States with the heavy rains in the Northeast and some of the other strange and bizarre weather. Of course, we all know this is part of the end time scenario, so it shouldn't really bother anybody. But there is a lot of things going on. And it's also that time, of course, that we, the people who are, know our Heavenly Father, know each other, it's our time to use this opportunity to network with each other and build up our relationships with each other, because, folks, whether you like to hear it or not, our survival is going to depend in part with us being able to work with each other, okay? So we got to start putting egos to the side. I know that's tough for Israelites because they're very stiff-necked, hard-headed individuals. It says so in Scripture. If you look around, it certainly does describe the vast majority of our people. They don't think, of course, again, in the Scripture it says, don't worry about the speck in your brother or sister's eye when you have a plank in your own. A lot of our people seem to forget that one. They're real quick to point out the little specks, which represents, of course, in Scripture that they're flaws in our character, flaws in, the things that we say and do. Let's see here what we say. Out of line, your Jewish God says, turn the other cheek, pastor. You run your flock on a tight leash. Very Talmudic. I have no idea what you're talking about. First of all, I don't run anything. This flock that comes here comes to associate with one another and edify one another. So you're out of line there. Jewish God? No, I don't think so. First of all, you don't even understand what the word Jewish means if you're thinking Yahweh is a Jewish God. Turn your cheek, you got that one wrong too, because the turn your cheek phrases in the Bible have to do with brother to brother. So if Red Dirt Rebel or Papa Cat or Logan or Bunny or Queen Bee, Bruce, Astrogoth, somebody like that, were to offend me, scripturally speaking, I would turn my cheek in order to keep the fellowship of our brotherhood together. As far as unbelievers, pagans, other religions, there's no requirement for me to turn my cheek. In fact, just the opposite. I'm supposed to stand for my brethren and for Yahweh, and if you don't like it, that's just too bad. Guest 8 says, I've read the King James Bible several times, and it reads like the ramblings of a psycho. Well, yeah, you shouldn't be in the King James Bible. Everybody on this chat room knows that that's probably the worst translation available to you, so of course it doesn't make any sense. Hi, Logan. Yep, welcome to the chat room. This is just an informal chat tonight. There's no real set agenda. Again, because I'm coming in late. So this is an opportunity for y'all to either call or text or whatever and join in. So it's just a real quick chance for us to associate on Wednesday evening. I'm in the Central Time Zone, which is another problem with getting home in time and being on the air, because here it's only 7 o'clock or a little after 7 o'clock. So this radio program was not only dedicated to our Heavenly Father, but it's dedicated to you all out there, my brothers and sisters, who know Yahweh, know His law, and do your best to live by it. That's what sets us apart. You know, Scripture says there is an evidence. Because a lot of people say, well, how do you know somebody's saved? You know, it's easy to say, yeah, I'm a believer, and yeah, I'm an Israelite, you know, an identity Israelite. But really, how do you know? Well, a couple things. Yahshua told us to judge them by their fruits, because if they don't have good fruit, then they're not a good tree. So obviously, there's a real easy one for you. The other thing, of course, is a repentant Israelite who has come to know the Father is going to have a changed life. If there's no change in their life, in other words, if the way they carry themselves, the things they talk about, the priorities in their life and things such as that, if they haven't changed, there's no repentance. There's no washing anew by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Well, not so much that I wanted to debate you, but it was brought up last program that you wanted a chance to, I don't know, speak your piece or whatever on the program. If you want to call in, it's not so much to debate, but it's just simply to discuss whatever's on your mind. Again, as long as it meets the criteria as far as proper decorum and proper behavior on a program such as this, because this is a family program. There's sometimes people listen in with their children. So we have to keep that in mind. And because, first of all, if this truly is the same Martin Lindstedt, he was on my program many years ago, not too long after we first started By Yahweh's Design, and that was 15 years ago. So I'm going to say it was probably at least 10, maybe even 12 years ago, Martin and another gentleman came onto our program to debate each other. They were both running for political office. And most of my listeners told me later on that it was a very fair and balanced opportunity to speak. I was the moderator. I tried to give both gentlemen a chance to speak, and that's been my only interaction with that particular Mr. Lindstedt. And then for the past couple of years to hear that he's had nothing good to say about me, it makes me kind of wonder. It's like, what did I ever do to you? So if it is indeed the same individual, I got to think something's happened to him in the meantime, because that's just not right. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. No value to guest 12 whatsoever. But here again, anybody out there, if you've got something to share, even if it's constructive criticism, we certainly will take it, because things are falling apart. Even in the state of Mississippi, where I'm at right now, they have a lot of the same issues here that people are having in other areas of the country. You know, I was down in southern Florida for quite a while. Before that, I was up in Michigan. Before that, all across the middle part of the country, New York, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio, New Jersey, South Carolina, spent time in Texas, Alabama, Carolinas. So I've been around quite a bit, and I travel quite a bit. So some people think that there's areas that we can run to and get away from a lot of this. I'm here to tell you that I don't think so, because pretty much, especially if you're going to talk about the incredible amount of race mixing and the incredible amount of foreigners who are in our country, that's everywhere you go. If somebody knows a place in the country where that's not true, let me know about it, because I would be really interested in finding that out. Okay? But there's nowhere to go. So what do you do? Well, you stand and fight. That's what the Father says. It's the wicked who flee. The righteous stand firm. And if you're on this program and you know Yahweh, then you're part of the righteous, all right? We don't run from a fight. So, you know, we stand our ground, and we keep preaching Yahweh's word and trust in the fact that the Father said that those who love me and obey my commandments are part of his family, and Yahweh will watch over us, just like it says in Psalm 91, the soldier's psalm. So right there it tells you that there's going to be 1,000 fall at one side and 10,000 fall at the other, but it's not going to come unto you. Why? Because you're part of the family. There's absolutely no reason why the Father would put you through the fires of judgment, none whatsoever, because the fire of judgment is to purify people. And if you're part of the family, you've truly repented of your past and you're violating of his law, well, then you are already in a state that he wants you to be in. There's no need for the fire of judgment, okay? So a lot of people are concerned about the things we see going on around us. Well, be concerned, but don't let it paralyze you, because it was meant to be, all right? So as we see all this stuff unfolding, again, keep your eyes fixed on the prize, which is to be part of the family, part of the overcomers, part of the people that go into the New Jerusalem, which will be here in North America. And the 12 tribes will have the doors surrounding that new Jerusalem, and that's the true Israelites who are the Caucasian race. The believers within the Caucasian race. You got to remember, there's a lot of Caucasians who aren't going to make it. So just being white isn't enough. There's some people in this message who teach that everybody that's white, who means pure-blooded Caucasian, has got a free pass and you're going to be able to make it, but that's just not true. So Habakkuk 3:18, yet I will rejoice in Yahweh, I will joy in the Elohim God of my salvation. Yeah, exactly right. Thank you, Bruce. So, you know, as we see all these terrible things going on and this craziness that's going on, you know, again, don't let that get to you too bad, because it was meant to be. What we have to do is start focusing on each other, start focusing on our ark, because it's just like it was in the days of Noah. All right? So you need an ark for salvation to come and rise above the judgment and to, in effect, float above that, and so that the judgment will pass before you and you'll see it, just like this says in Psalm 91, but it won't come unto you, okay? It won't come unto you or your family, the people you're responsible for. Your righteousness is the greatest protection your family has. I've had a lot of people say, well, Dan, what can I do for my family? I'm afraid for my wife, my children, my relatives, whatever, my grandchildren maybe. And I often tell them that you should be as righteous as you can be. That's your greatest strength, not only for you as an individual, but because of your relationship to your family. Okay? The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Have you heard that one before? Okay, well, if you want to pray for your family and let your prayers work to their salvation, what do you got to do? Well, you got to be righteous, because it says the prayers of a righteous man. Doesn't say just prayer. There's a lot of heathens out there. There's a lot of Judeo-Christians praying their heads off, and nothing's happening for them. In fact, I attended a Bible study many years ago when I was back east, and this woman was leading it, which is, you know, of course I learned that that's just not right. Should have been a man leading it. But this woman was leading it, and they were all sitting around belly aching because so many members of the congregation were suffering from terrible diseases. And so her suggestion was, oh, let's all fervently pray for our healing of our brothers and sisters. And I didn't know enough of this message at that time to interrupt, but I would have said, why do you think the Father is going to heal the people in your congregation when you violate God's law? All right? Why? Why would he bring a healing to the members of your congregation being Judeo-Christians? Why would he do that? You people violate his law day in and day out, especially the one that's the most heinous today. Actually, there are several, but this one's just really getting out of hand, and it's the race-mixing one. Especially those women, and it's even happening to the white men to some extent, but especially the white women that are having babies to these non-white people. You're creating abominations. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with the mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and grandfathers and grandmothers that they're not talking to their children and grandchildren and straighten them out? All right? Why? Why is that? Why wouldn't you tell them the truth and straighten them out? All right, now let's see if this thing works. All right, Martin, you're on the air. Is that you?
Yes, that's me. I was laying in bed. I'm getting a call from my friend at the Nut House, but I'll call him later. I was laying in bed Sunday morning, and Tattered Flag called me up and pretty well told me that he'd been on your show, and he'd said a number of things, and pretty well that he had arranged with you to have a debate. I don't really have a debate. I really just want to find some information. That's, you know, because, let's see, I think I did a show with you, maybe two of them, back when I was running for the United States Senator on the Reform Party ticket after I got denounced by Pat Buchanan for racism. And then I later on had a bit of an argument with you because you wanted to bring Traitor Glenn Miller on. And but that, you know, that's in the past here. I have not really trolled your show at all except for about, I think, 3 weeks ago. And then you muted me, so then I unlimbered the other computers and trolled away. And then the next weekend, you didn't block me, so I didn't want to look churlish, so I didn't troll you then. And pretty well, I haven't been on your show, I think, or, you know, on your show, you know, listening in for about 2 weeks. Survivor isn't on right now, and Jeremy Visser isn't on. Usually I troll Jeremy Visser rather than troll you. And so anyway, he said that you're one for debate. I don't think we really have anything to debate about. About 3 weeks ago, I think I heard you say that you're Welsh and that you're Indian or Cherokee or something, and that you believe that the Cherokees are Welsh because they speak Welsh here. Are you saying you're part Indian or Cherokee or some other American Indian tribe?
No, I've never said that. I said I have friends who say they're part of Indian, and I've also told many people that just because you have some tribal Indian blood in you does not necessarily exclude you from the white race. Because the Indians in the eastern two-thirds of the United States, a large percentage of them came from the Israelite tribes that settled here thousands of years ago.
Okay.
That's well documented. That's well documented by Stephen Collins, E. Raymond Capt, Barry Fell. Even on the History Channel today, you can watch America Unearthed, which the History Channel is certainly not that reliable, and even the History Channel is now talking about the fact of the Celtic-speaking Indians that were here throughout the middle part of the United States many, many, even thousands of years ago.
Well, I did hear that. It seemed to me that you were saying that you were, you know, since the Cherokees, you said, spoke Welsh. I do believe you said something like that, didn't you?
I said the Cherokee and other Indians, like the Mandan Indians, different variations, not pure Welsh necessarily, because we have dialects even in America. You've got people that speak in the Northeast, and sometimes they can't understand somebody from down in Mississippi when they talk. So what I'm saying is that the American Indians here, it's well documented. There's a book called The Tennessee that even talks about the Pilgrims when they came here, ran into Indians, and found out that they were speaking pure Welsh because the people that were over here on from the boat from the old country were Welshmen themselves. So obviously they understood Welsh, and the Indians were speaking Welsh. Now that's documented in a book called The Tennessee because it's written about the Tennessee River. Tennessee River Valley through the state of Tennessee. So there's numerous sources saying that many of the Indians, especially those that were termed the civilized tribes, spoke a form of Gaelic language. That's all I was saying. I'm Welsh from the old country. My family goes clear back to Wales, and from there it goes back to King David. So am I an American Indian? No, my family came here when they got kicked out of Wales for losing the war between the Catholics and the Protestants. That's the history of my family, and they settled in the area of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. So, no, I'm not, quote, an American Indian by any sort. However, I have many, many friends who are, and some of them feel bad because they think that excludes them from the house of Israel, meaning Yahweh's children, when in fact it does not exclude them.
Okay. A quick note. Pretty well, maybe Tired Flag or a number of other people have brought in a bunch of Nimbusters, and I would ask the Nimbusters to sort of behave because I'm trying to save the chat on Gateway Number 1 as well. Okay. So you're saying that you are not what, any part American Indian or any other racial admixture other than Welsh, and, you know, usually what we view as, well, European then.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Welsh Irish on my father's side, and I'm pure German on my mother's side. So that pretty much constitutes white to me. Let me ask you a question since we got a question answer going on here. What is it with the trolling? Why is there this need to troll at all? I don't understand it. What benefit is it to anybody to troll either my program or somebody else's program?
Well, as I pointed out, for about a year or two, I have not usually have trolled Jeremy Visser's. Sometimes I try to troll Finks. Occasionally I have my friend with Eli James. So as in point of fact, like I said before, 3 weeks ago, you went ahead and muted me, so that just got me to unlimber the other, you know, the other laptops, and pretty well I trolled away here. And then the next program you didn't mute me, so I pretty well thought it looked churlish for me to go ahead and troll you because, you know, you had, I guess, lowered your shields. As far as why I troll, the vast majority I call it the Wandering Mamzers of Wikipedia Talks to CI. Most of the creatures, be it on your show or Eli James's show or Fink's show, I go ahead and it turns out that they say the same thing you do, is that Indians are Israelites or Cherokee Israelites. And about 2 years ago, I pretty well had found out that the actual thing of this Rebecca Mache woman, in the case of you remember Commander McBragg or Son of the Mist or whatever, he said he was pure picked. And pretty well, I found out a number of things, but I'll get to that. Why do I troll? The whole purpose is that you have all these people who really want to pretend for whatever reason that they are Israelites because they are Indian or part Jew or whatever. And you go ahead and you know, like Rebecca Mache, you put them under, you go ahead and show her picture and you show her daughter's picture. And then she just freaks out because she wanted to pretend to be an Israelite so much. And about, I think on October 12th, she was starting repeating what I'd said about her because I found out her actual name, what she looked like. I downloaded all her cat pictures. And Fink, in turn, has gone ahead and taken all this stuff that I found out, just like he took your Halloween Facebook pages of 2010. And, these pictures came up. So the purpose of trolling is to usually ascertain who these people are, you know, to catch them out in the lie. And in many cases, like Rebecca Mache, at the very end, she says, oh, maybe I'm not Israelite. Maybe I don't belong. It was the first time she said something intelligent. And then Eli James says, don't worry, Rebecca. I'm working on something called crumbs. And, about 2 weeks later, he came up with his little article on crumbs. Now, I've seen...
Wait a minute. What are you saying? What's it called again?
He came up, he was working on an article called crumbs. And he's had about 8 or 10 or 12 things. And Fink has gone ahead and screamed about, you know, how Eli James is letting all the mongrels in. Fink is ridiculous because he has a known mongrel, Brian Rio. You know, he just has a whole bunch of these mongrels coming in, and they're even more mongrelized than you and Eli James is following. But in any case, the purpose of trolling is to ascertain information, and in many cases, go ahead and decide how to go ahead and act against these people upon whom you've gotten information. I spy. I got sock puppets pretty well about everywhere, except for on Oba Genderbender's forum, because Oba Genderbender's a data miner. Pretty well, I got sock possums, or I call them sock possums, about everywhere. So the purpose of trolling is to find out who these people are, and then just pretty well just, you know, either let them be or lower the boom on them, you know, as pretty well I think convenient here. So the purpose of trolling is to under interrogation, go ahead and find information.
Yeah, but to what end? To what end, Martin?
At the end, the vast majority of what I call the Wandering Mamzers of Wikipedia Talks to CI are non-whites who have delusions, I guess, of, you know, being Israelites here. I mean, the one time that Rebecca Mache had an inkling, she says, well, maybe I'm just not cut out to be an Israelite, because here she was, very dark woman, very dark woman. Her daughter was even darker. She said she was half her daughter was half Cherokee, and her daughter's even darker than she was. I mean, essentially, she was altogether, she was altogether a Mongol from day one, and she knew it. And she had a fit when I went ahead and put a link in, and she finally clicked on the link, and then she freaked out because essentially her lies were catching her in a lie. Jeremy Visser, I'd figure out he was a Mongol before 2010 when he had to admit that he wasn't white, that he was essentially, here's my full-blooded brother, Sean Aaron Visser, in order to get out of stuck in charge. William Fink, he's having a big fit because it's found out that, Fink is not only a Jewish name, is that his mother. On his mother's side, he's more than likely related to Mark Patak. You have all these characters who, Mike Delaney, in the case of Mark Downey's white, but he has a long history, him and his wife, of him running off the Klan sexual mascot. All these people are not what they pretend to be. And in many cases, they, every so often, like Isaiah 14 or Ethan 24 or whoever, they go ahead and admit that they're not white. For example, by means of trolling, about 3 years ago, your son, Legal Man 2012, who I think his real name is Jeremiah, he admitted that he was suffering from Crohn's pangs. And then he let out is that Commander McBragg had Crohn's as well. And
now, wait a minute. He let out that who has it?
Himself and Commander McBragg, aka Steve Elder, had Crohn's.
Okay, what's the point?
Well, the point is that it's a Jewish genetic disease.
No, it's not.
Well, it is overwhelmingly a Jewish genetic disease, and for those who don't have, if your son had said he had Tay-Sachs disease, what would I sort of say?
You're talking apples and oranges, okay? First of all, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis are all part of the irritable bowel syndrome, which is all caused by food allergies. Has nothing to do with genetics. It has everything to do with the crappy food that we have today and the fact that most people's mucosal linings in their intestinal tract is basically non-existent. Tay-Sachs is a completely different thing, and it is hereditary. It is racially tagged, whereas Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, basically irritable bowel, is not so. It's not tied to any particular race. It's tied to a condition within the gut. So to claim that my offspring is not part of the family based on that is erroneous, and that's just not you got your facts backwards when it comes to that.
Well, let's agree to disagree on that. Later on, about two or three weeks later, he got on Fink's show and was claiming that he had Crohn's very, 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 very badly, and. That was when old Matt, Matt Ott's Don Brown, who was a Finkelsteinite, admitted that his wife had Crohn's as well. So the purpose of going into, in the case of Steve Elder, he was saying that he was a proud Pict. Well, to those of us who are into the dual seed line Christian identity scene, saying that you're a proud Pict is the same as saying that you are a proud Tubal-Kenite. And he got back to saying that, and Eli James told him, went to a book by a guy named Waddell, who in 1924 said that Cain Sargon had sent these dwarven Amorites to Cornwall to secure the tin, because the tin was the limited element for the making of high quality bronze, and that Picts were essentially dwarven Amorites. And here I was, and by the way, of usually what happens is I start out the trolling and the asking the questions, and then sooner or later, because most of the people do not know these questions, pretty well it's figured out really quickly. That's me. In October, before I found Brian Real's real name, you had Eli James and William Fink admitting to what I call papist preterism, i.e. the belief that the millennium has already come and gone. And that is a Roman Catholic belief, which was dreamed up by the Jesuits in 1615 to 1619 as part of the Counter-Reformation to say that the Protestants were rebelling. By rebelling against the Roman Catholic Church, they were rebelling against Yahweh's kingdom on earth. So pretty well, by the means of trolling, I go and ascertain what these people actually believe. And I did call in Friday night to Eli James' show and pretty well made it quite clear to Eli James I wasn't here to give him a hard time any more than I'm here to give you a hard time, because you at least are listening and answering. But the purpose of trolling is to find out not only the racial aspect of these people, but actually find out who they believe. And in several cases, I think Eli James figures out, but if it's toward the end, he just goes ahead and lets me talk to Tattered Flag or a few others here. So the purpose is to go ahead and find out what people actually do believe, as well as who they are. And pretty well what I do is I take screenshots and I take recordings, and then I do inductive logic here. Getting on, I've answered your question about trolling. And have I answered your question?
Well,
good enough,
you've answered it in part, okay? The trolling I'm talking about is anybody can do what they want on their own time, and unfortunately with modern technology you can find out a lot of things. However, not everything you find on the internet is true. My problem I got, I guess, is it's one thing to somehow have a personal need to invade other people's privacy. That's up to you. That's fine if that's what your game is. But to go on people's programs, and the trolling I'm talking about is some of the things, whether it's you or people associated with you, that they put up on the screen is absolutely horrendous. I mean, it doesn't show intelligence at all. It shows a very juvenile intellect and a very juvenile approach. If you're trying to expose people for falsely claiming to be Israelites, the people that are trolling these other shows and mine, they're not doing it in such a way as to be creative or to alert the true body of believers. They're just being vulgar, okay? Now, that's the question I've got.
I agree with what you are saying. But the thing about it is that the reason you have quite a few people listening is that you have a great deal of NIMBusters who are in here tonight, and I can see at the glance here. Don't Be a Zombie, for example. That idiot, every so often, even I have to do one strike, two strike, three strike, you're out. I mean, I put up with a good deal. I put up with probably more of anybody. As far as, and I've told you, whether you wish to believe it or not,
well, okay. For some reason, Martin hung up. Maybe something happened. Oops, hold on a minute. Just lost my cable. And I'm getting mixed reviews on the thread or the discussion tonight. But since we got such a late start, I figured why not go down this path a little bit here. Because it exposes something that's very wrong with our character, people. And again, we're not just picking Martin out here. We're picking out anybody, okay? If you believe it's your calling to spy on people and to expose them for everything that you, quote, think is wrong or that they're misrepresenting themselves, first of all, you're assuming that our Heavenly Father has no input on the things that we do around this planet on a day-to-day basis, okay? So that's the first error. I have had tons of people try to destroy my reputation, my ministry over the years. James Wickstrom being one of them. Other people trying to say things. And basically, I decided to just take the high road and figure that sooner or later, Yahweh will bring it forth the truth. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. In fact, if you want to talk about Wickstrom, he tried for 2 years to destroy me and some of the other elders in our community. But it took 2 years, and the truth came out. And when it did, he was excommunicated by the congregations of Michigan, and nobody would listen to him. Nobody would invite him to anything that we had anything to do with. So it backfired on him. And everybody associated with him, it backfired in the state of Michigan, all right? So, and it's not just him, all right, but it's others. My point being is, first of all, who has the time to go do and search out all this, quote, information on other people? I don't know about you folks, but I work for a living, and I've got family to take care of. I don't have time to be checking everybody else out. Besides, there's that very pertinent scripture that says, don't be worried about the speck in that other guy's eye when you got a plank in yours. One of the things I wanted to ask Martin while he was on here is Martin's profile on the internet, as well as all these other troll people. Have you posted pictures of yourself so other people can find it and verify who you are? I got to ask. I mean, if you think it's fair game to go after other people, and by the way, going after my son for his serious illness and claiming that that makes him non-white, that's a serious affront, not only to me, but to my family. And to be doing it on very bogus information is also an affront. I mean, if you're going to criticize me and my family, at least have the facts straight. That's the other problem I've got with a lot of trolls. Most of the time they come on here, the crap that I see them putting on the screen and everything is totally bogus. Bad science. Bad investigation. Just completely wrong. So, you know, somebody says here Martin's back on, so we'll see if he is or not. Something happened to the phone?
Well, I was on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I was on Skype, and essentially Skype depends a lot upon the internet connection here in Granby, Missouri, so I got kicked off of Skype here. Pretty well, as far as what information is there, since a lot of people do not tell, you know, their family history or tell where they really came from. I mean, in the case of Eli James, it was actually Brian Rio and William Fink who essentially made him admit that his real name wasn't even Joseph November, and then he claimed it was something else. And you know, I mean, in many cases, I have heard that your real name isn't Dan Johns either. Is that true? You don't need to tell me what your real name is if you don't want to.
No, it is my name. I've got nothing to hide.
Okay, well, I heard that it wasn't your real name, and supposedly Wickstrom said it was something else here through this character named Russell Walker.
I wouldn't trust anything Wickstrom has to say, whether it's about me or anybody else.
Okay.
Besides that, like I said, you know, if we're going to look for the specks in everybody's eyes, I'm sure if I dig deep enough, I can find some on you and virtually anybody else that's on the radio show tonight. I mean, if that's our goal is to find dirt and specks in everybody's eyes, I'm sure there's something in there for everybody. But that's my whole point, is to what end? Why, tonight,
the end is,
all this time talking about trying to expose these people, because you're claiming, again, you're not proving, you're claiming these other people are such and such. For instance, it's claimed that I put fake pictures on Facebook. Well, first of all, anybody that knows me, I don't put any pictures on Facebook. I don't even go on to Facebook. Because, first of all, it's run by the CIA, so why the heck would I go on Facebook? So, but there's people that have put stuff up, and then they claim that it's me and that I put it up there. That's all. That's just not true. But here again, to what end? Even if the pictures were true, why? What? To what end? Is it saying that the message that I'm preaching is not factual? Is it saying that the information that we present and the edification to the believers that's brought forth on the program is of no effect because of some picture on Facebook? You see what I'm saying, Martin? It's like, don't you have something better to do with your time than
that?
I'll be honest with you, I just don't see the benefit.
The answer to that is, first of all, it wasn't me who put those Facebook pictures up. It was William Fink, from what I gather, from Halloween 2010, and it was William Fink who sat on them for 2.5 years, and then he decided to put them up. And are those pictures that William Fink put up of you? Yes or no? I mean, that's a simple question.
Well, again, I didn't put anything up there, and I want somebody to say, in effect, if you're going to make the accusation, the burden of proof is on you, not me. Okay? So here again, lots of people that come on this program have known me for a long, long time. They've either met me in person or we've been to gatherings together, etc. So that's why I don't even get into all that stuff, okay? It does not add to anything, is my point. It does not add to anything.
Well, as for someone who was in a nuclear missile unit, it very much depends as to who you're being told to move a missile, a missile unit to. I mean, essentially, it's all a matter of who is speaking to you here. And I disagree in that it is those who are the true lost sheep of the House of Israel really need to know who is speaking to them. Now, in most cases, what I found out is that most of the people in above ground Christian identity, most of them are Mongols of some sort or another. Where are your pictures, Martin?
Huh? Where are your pictures located? What website
You have a YouTube of me from what?
I don't.
2 days ago.
I don't have a YouTube of you.
Well, you can, go look in YouTube for Martin Lindstedt, and you'll see one from what? Within 3-4 days. You know what I mean? There's plenty. I've never hid my pictures here. Fink claims I'm a Jew on the basis that my mother's name was Martina Samuelson, and the character who went ahead and found this out was a character who called himself Victor Switzer, which was not his real name. And essentially, he ran from Fink twice. The first time because Brian Rio won sexual favors from him, and then he outed, Victor Switzer to his Pine Bluff Fire Department captain. And then the second time, here he did, he found out that Victor Switzer's grandfather was full-blooded Choctaw, and that essentially he tried to hold Victor Switzer up the second time, so Victor Switzer ran off the second time. And then, about another year or so later, I find out he's still hanging around Christian identity. So you have these people who really are not Israelites who want to pretend that they are, and in many cases, it doesn't really matter. But I do believe is that, hey, if you're going to pretend to be a pastor or pretend to be anything, you need to show your real face here. And the problem of it is that most of these people are not white. And I'm not here to make an accusation against you. I'm here to go ahead and find out more information. That's the purpose of, this is not really a debate. I disagree with the fact that you believe that essentially we should you know, Israelites should listen to people who they don't know what their racial background is and what their religious point of view is. I've been listening to William.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What on that YouTube proves you to be a white man?
If you're gonna say I need to have a DNA test, you can say whatever you want here. I mean,
no,
Dan John, you are complaining.
Martin,
no.
That's not what I ask. I just simply said, what on the YouTube, just looking at this YouTube, how does that prove anything? That's all I'm asking. How does that prove anything? Because I know people that look white that aren't white.
I had the same argument with Eli James on Halloween when earlier him and Greg Howard excommunicated me because I found out Brian Reel's real name and his past history and that he wasn't white. So here comes, you know, I decide that I can't excommunicate Eli James because he isn't white. He's not a member of the body, so I can't really excommunicate someone who's never been really communicant. But he called in. We had a big show on Talk Show, and, you know, pretty well Eli James claimed that he was going to show his DNA test and that of Brian Reel, and I pointed out, what do you need a DNA test for? Don't you have a set of eyeballs? What did people do before they had DNA tests? And the answer is that they looked at people. They looked at people,
but they also judged them by their fruits.
Well, we've had that complaint. I think you got it exactly backward here, because Christ said is that you judge a tree by its fruit, but he also said that you don't go to the thistle tree for grapes, and you don't go to the bramble for figs or something like that. I mean, people do not go to a tree which does not produce the fruit that they want. So essentially, you have to be of the proper tree before you can produce any fruit. And as far as Brian Reel, all he's done is take down web pages, him and Eli James and William Fink. I mean, that's their proof. These people come in, and they start trying to take over and censor and take down web pages, and then whine that they've somehow been victimized. I am simply, by my quote trolling, asking questions which, if they were honest, they would be able to answer. And I will give you credit tonight for having this discussion.
We got a caller from Illinois. Is that Rob from Illinois?
Yes, this is Rob from Illinois. How are you?
Welcome to the program, Rob.
Hello, welcome. I didn't know if there was a call. I checked an hour ago and there was nothing, so I just decided to check it just for the heck of it.
Yeah, I had to work late. I just walked in the door right at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
So, what did you hear anything at all? I mean, what did you have a question, or did you have something you wanted to report? Or
yeah, I just heard the last couple minutes. I'm not sure what's going on, but I do want to let everybody know. I don't know if you've read these books. I just read this book, an expose of pagan doctrine. It's called The Bible Devil and Satan Defined. Have you heard of that one?
No, I have not.
Okay, I think that you can get this at scriptures4america.org. It's made, let's see here. I'm trying to find out who the author is here, but it's from the Lord's Covenant Church. Anyways, it talks about the difference between devil and Satan and what they mean. It's a very good, like, 17-page book. I won't get into all of it tonight. But I did read this book called An Exposé of the Roman Catholic Church by Charles Wiseman. And it's about 76 pages, and he goes over the entire Catholic Church, how it began and where it is today, and it's fantastic. Have you read that yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, that's a good one. And then finally, I'm reading his other book called We Are Not Under the Law by Charles Wiseman, another good book. So I don't know if you've read that one yet. But
not that particular one. I've got quite a few of his books, but not that one.
Right. Yeah, very good stuff. I'll get into it in another show, but I don't know how much time you got left here. But anyways, just reading and plucking along out here. How are you doing?
Busy. The new job is keeping me very long hours at work, starting up a project. So it's a lot. A lot on my plate.
Yeah, don't we all have a lot on our plate these days?
Absolutely, absolutely. But we are running out of time. Let me switch back here and see if Martin has anything he wants to say before we have to go for the evening.
Okay. I wanted to, earlier this year, Eli James said that he came into Christian Identity in 2003 and that you had brought him in.
What's that again? I missed something there.
Eli James claimed that he had come, instead of 1979, earlier this year, he claimed he had come into Christian Identity in 2003 and that you had brought him in.
That's what Eli says?
That's what he said earlier this year in a January-February show.
Well, that's about the time that he and I met for the first time. I did not believe that I brought him into it. I thought he was Identity before he met me.
Okay. All right. Another quick one here is that Eli James has a story that about 2005, you and Daryl Lamont Jenkins and a few others had a conflict at this, at this Christian Identity or Klan rally or something like that. Have you read what Eli James said? Would you say that's somewhat correct or what?
Well, I was there, so I don't have to read anything.
Okay.
Yeah, there were troublemakers there. We were simply listening to the speakers. We were invited guests, and these troublemakers tried to entice us into a fight, me in particular. And Eli was very instrumental in stopping the fight from happening. And shortly after they tried to start it, the Klansman in charge brought over his security units, and these people were asked to leave. So,
okay, August Christ and let me see, Bradley Jenkins is the is what I'd heard here. I don't know if we pinned this down, but did William Fink take pictures of you, whether they're Facebook or whether they were in Halloween 2010? Did he post pictures of you on his webpage about a year and a half ago?
I have no idea. I don't go to his website. I was told things, but that's secondhand information, and I really don't care. I just have no I don't really care.
Right.
I was told that Mr. Fink himself was not part of anything like that, but again, that's all secondhand information, and I'm only going to stick with what I know firsthand. So, again,
fair enough.
It doesn't matter to me one way or the other, so I don't really care.
What do you think of the revelations recently that Fink, like claims to be two feet blind, doesn't believe that Satan had sex with Eve and she gave birth to Cain, who was the first Jew? Now, he believes it's an allegory of a race-mixing event. He believes that the Jews are Satan, that Cain is Satan. I guess everybody except Satan is Satan. What do you say about his recent demise into going no devil? You have any comment on that?
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, I guess, because Satan means adversary, and even the Apostle John said that there were many Satans, many antichrists already here in his day. So it depends if you're talking about Ha Diablos, which means the Satan, the great Satan, the great antichrist, or just simply Diablos, or Satan, which means an adversary. So we got lots of adversaries. I don't converse with Mr. Fink. I don't read his material. I don't go onto his website. So I really can't speak of whatever he believes or doesn't believe.
You are aware of a split between William Fink since what? I would say starting December 2010 and pretty well being finalized by March of 2011. You are aware of the hostilities between Eli James and William Fink, are you not?
I'm aware of it only because Eli told me that there was some dispute, but again, the details of that dispute I'm not aware of, and I got other things to do. I got bigger fish to fry.
Okay. I was wondering here, are you saying that after three generations, a Cherokee or a Mandan, if any of them existed here, if they bred into Israelite stock or white stock, that they could become Israelites after three generations?
No, I'm saying that the Mandans and the Indians that came here are the remnants of Israelites that came here exploring and cultivating the minerals and woods and things from this country and shipping them back over to Europe. They are the descendants of those people, and if they did not race mix, then they are Israelites. That's what I'm saying. They didn't become Israelites by intermixing with whites. They are white. They speak
So some of these Indians, don't matter how non-white they look, they're Israelites then, right?
No, I didn't say that. It's just like not every white person in America is pure-blooded because some of our people have fallen off the wagon. So did some of the Israelites that came here thousands of years ago. So obviously not all of them are pure-blooded, just like there's lots of people who call themselves white today that really aren't white. Sometimes you can tell by the way they look. Other times you got to tell by the way they act.
All righty. So would you consider Brian Rio to be white?
I don't know Brian personally. I've only spoken with him on the phone, and that's it, and on radio shows. So I've never met him, and I have no idea what he looks like.
Okay. Would you consider Eli James to be non-Jewish?
Eli James is not Jewish.
Okay. Would you consider William Fink to be Jewish or not Jewish?
Again, I don't know. And we're out of time, Martin. I can't keep this up all night, so...
I'd like to thank you, Dan Johns, and hopefully I've been relatively polite, at least for myself, and I think hopefully I've answered your questions. I'd say we have a good deal of disagreement still, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we're not going to agree on a lot of things, I think, like I said, I don't agree with this idea that, that you seem to be on a path to go discover this stuff, and I don't agree with that, but that's my right, and it's your right to do with your life what you see fit.
Well, that is good. I would say on that note of agreement why I'm pretty well done for the night, and you say you're pretty well done for the night, so let's just call it a night then, okay?
All righty.
All right, hail victory. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, a little bit different night tonight, folks, and I do thank for the regulars hanging in there with us. And again, Sunday morning we'll be back with you, and as long as Yahweh wills it, we'll have our regular broadcast. Rob, did you have anything before we have to go?
No, I won't keep you here longer anyway. I'll just talk about it next week if you're around or over the next couple weeks. But thanks for having me on for this little bit.
Sure, not a problem. All right, Rob, Yahweh bless your heart, and we'll see you Sunday morning if the creek doesn't rise.
Okay, thanks. Yahweh bless you and everybody on the call.
Yahweh bless. All right, folks. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we again thank you for this opportunity to share with one another and to edify one another. We pray that your word would go out to all of your children and that they would become aware of their need for you and their need to be obedient to your law. It is by our fruits that we are known. It doesn't matter what the skin color or the look is on the outside. That's why the Father told us that there are wolves in sheep's clothing. Sometimes they're racial aliens. Sometimes they're whites who have ulterior motives for what they do. In any regard, it is on the outside they look like us. They could be mistaken for us. However, on the inside, there are people that we should not even be associated with. By their fruits, ye shall know them. And so that's what I would tell anybody. There's a lot of people that will claim lots of things, folks. Judge them by their fruits. Yahweh himself, when he was on the cross as Yeshua HaMashiach, forgave one of the criminals that was being hung on the cross next to him. Now, I might be wrong, but as far as I know, that criminal died that day, as did the other criminal and our Messiah. So he had no time, other than the time he spent with Yeshua, to fix the things that he had done wrong in his life. So I can well imagine that he broke a few laws of our Father in his lifetime. And yet Yeshua forgave him on that cross. Why? Because of his attitude, for his true repentance of not living a life for the Father, and not living a life for his brethren. True repentance. Because the Father can look upon the heart. We can't. That's why he told us, I'll give you a way to tell who's who. Judge them by their fruit. And that's what I practice. I don't go on Facebook. I don't even care what's on Facebook. I don't listen to the ramblings of anybody about anybody else. I judge everybody in my circle of friends and associates by their behavior, by their fruits. I go no further because Yeshua didn't tell me to go any further. That's me. You can do what you want to do. And obviously Martin can do what he wants to do. I'm just telling you what I do because that's how I read it and that's what I plan on doing. So y'all can do whatever suits you the most. But in the meantime, again, we ask Yahweh to bless your hearts. We ask that Yahweh would forgive us our sins and that he would protect us from our enemies. In the meantime, we'll say goodnight for now and play some music, and then you all can chat away. Yahweh bless. Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh for winter. We praise Yahweh for spring. We praise Yahweh for a summer day and the fruits the harvest brings. And we praise Yahweh for the good and the bad, every little thing. But most of all, we praise Yahweh within the prayers and the songs we sing. We praise Yahweh for the good and the bad in everything. We praise Yahweh for the summer time, for the winter and spring. We praise Yahweh for these latter days and what they may bring. We praise Yahweh for every day, because it's the prayers and the songs we sing. The stubborn doors won't open, and you're restrained from passing through. When hearts and minds get broken, and you don't know what to do, that's when you realize that your spirit cries, and the Father's there for you. Sing your songs and pray your prayers unto the one who is always true. We praise Oh.